Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are so great. God, you're so awesome, and I just thank you. God, you're so merciful and kind, God, I just thank you. God, I thank you for everything you've done in my life, my family's life, in my spiritual family life. God, I just thank you. As I sit back and watch and I pay attention, Father God, I just thank you for the growth and the maturity that's taking place in all of us. And I thank you, Father God, that we have the courage, Lord God, to share and talk about these things that is on our heart. I just thank you, Father God, for how you even allow conviction and to take place. And Father God, even in the midst of it all. So, Father God, I ask, Lord God, that you forgive me, God. Forgive me for my attitude, my disobedience. God, forgive me for my addictions, the rage, the lashing out. All of it is choices that I made, the choices that I chose. Father God, I ask that you forgive me. And I ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will continue to uproot these things out of me. Lord God, that you continue to expose these things, Lord. Make them known, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you will help me, Father God, to even acknowledge them and accept. Accept the truth about my own self. And that you will help me, God, to even allow you to accept the help. Accept your help, accept everybody else's help. God, I ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you remove, Lord God, the pride, the haughtiness, the self-will, any doubt and unbelief, any lost hope, self-pity, that you remove the rage, the anger, the disobedience. God, any and everything that's in my heart, Lord, give it to you right now. I cannot do this on my own. God, I ask in the name of Jesus. God, even in the midst of me praying, Lord God, I recognize, Lord God, that even in my praying, Lord, I pray and I pray and I pray, God, and when you do help, I tend to reject, deny, and turn a deaf ear. I need help in this, to just really, truly accept the help, to accept the love. I need help because I'm addicted to the wrong stuff. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I lift up my sisters, God, and I ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you allow them to continue to move forward in you, Father God, as you bless them, Father God, with wisdom, Father God, that they continue to walk in that wisdom, Father, that they keep that heart of compassion and love, Father God, because your people need it. God, you have ordained, Lord God, these your daughters, Lord God, to go forth and to minister. Father God, open the door, God. Make the path straight. Give them what they need, the knowledge that they need, the wisdom that they need, the direction that they need, Father God, so that they can go and do, God, what you have called them to do. I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will keep them, Father God, in the midst of it all, Father God. Help them to learn what they need to learn. Help them to see the strategies of the enemy, Father God, so that when they are able, Father God, they will be able to speak to those things, Lord God, that they will be able to call them things out, Father God, according to what you have shown them, Father God. And God, they would know how to, God, interject and go in, Father God, and penetrate, Father God, using your word, Father God, using your wisdom, using your spirit, Father God, that they would give me, go in and grab hold and pull, Father God, your people out of that place of despair and loneliness and harm. God, that they will be go in, Father God, and God, cut off the head of the enemy so the enemy cannot take the lives of your people. God, I ask in the name of Jesus to cover, Lord God, keep them safe, Lord God, from all her harm and danger, seen and unseen. God, I ask that you lift up, God, any and every burden, Father God, in the name of Jesus, any anger, God, in the name of Jesus, because, Father God, of the hindrances. But, Father God, I ask, Lord God, that you give them patience. God, as you work things out, as you maneuver behind the scenes, Father God, as you teach them, as you show them, Father God, because there's a season and a time for everything, God, that you will open that door, that you will allow them, Father God, to speak. And at that time, Father God, at that season, Father God, they will be able to save, Lord God, by allowing your word to go forth. They'll be able to reach out and touch, Father God, your people, and allow them and lead them to the cross. Lead them, Father God, to where they can get that salvation that they're looking for, the healing that they need, the truth. And even in the midst, Lord God, give them an understanding to know that not everybody is going to receive it, but the seed has been planted. Father God, I just thank you for the hearts, Lord God, of your daughters on today. We thank you, God, for a pastor that teaches us the truth and doesn't back down nor take our foolishness nor entertain it, because it makes us realize, Father God, that we have crossed the line, that we are in the wrong place, and it causes us to step back, consider and reconsider and get it together. God, I just thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us, and that you cover us, Lord, that you help us each and every day. God, I ask, Lord God, that you touch Alicia right now, touching our heart and in our mind, Father God, that she continues to grow in you. Oh, God, as you continue to raise her up, Father God, that you would give her what she needs, Lord God, on today, everything that she needs, even with dealing with the people and the folk, Father God, even dealing with leadership, God, give her the wisdom, Father God. Show her in your word, Father God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, how to deal with these different situations and circumstances, that, Lord God, that she can be able to minister to your people, Lord God, that what they need. Father God, open that door, Father God, where she can have her own practice, Lord, so that she can move like she needs to move by your spirit. I ask, God, that you would help her, Father God, even now in her home, God. She minister to those around her, even unto her husband, as a helpmeet, Father God. Lord God, I ask that you continue to help her and her husband as they individually get it together, and then they come together in agreement, God, with your word, with your truth. Father God, that new life would spring up in them, Father God, like never before. A new love, a new hope, Father God, in this generation. Oh, God, their heart be full, that it overflows unto others, and they want to know, what is it? What is it that you're hearing? What did you do? And that they'll be open to share that thing, their heart overflow with the truth of God's word. And their lives, Lord God, become evident. It becomes even more alive unto them. I ask, God, they become more like you. God, I bless you on today, and I thank you for the very examples that you have placed before us. And God, we thank you, Father God, because there is no loss. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We tell you that we love you and we appreciate you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.